for a third straight day at this time. You mind if I mention something about gas prices again?
No, please, please.
Because I have a big drop to announce.
Oh, really?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. 6:21, your morning team show on WSGW with Dave and Pat and Charlie. First of all, I did receive, ever since Monday, I've been receiving more messages from listeners. Mm-hmm. And I had Mary from Bay City who said that she still found it, one location for $3.85 yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. And I was doing a gas buddy search, and most of the region is indeed, again, over $4, but I still see, so must be, and depending on where you are and where you're traveling. Mary didn't say where. I should have emailed back and said, where?
Well, maybe that particular filling station had a good load and good price at the lower price, and once that's gone, when they have to refill, it'll go up.
No, could be.
That's probably the way that works.
Could be. Now, I did see a penny drop on my way in. I saw a 4.18.
Oh, really?
But
Well, that's par for the course.
Yeah.
Up 50 cents and down a penny.
But the biggest drop I saw was one station, 17-cent drop.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah, from 4.36 to 4.19.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh. They're falling in line with the rest of everybody at the 4.19.
And that's what I'm thinking. Thinking that, you know, we had several stations that really, I mean, 4.36, I mean, 4.19 was bad enough, but these 4.36s, like, where those come from?
Yeah, they're a little out of line, so they wanted to get back in line with the rest of their,
Nobody was going there, probably.
That's what I'm thinking, because it was in an area where there was, down the street was a 4.19, and here was so it's like, if somebody really wanted to find it for 17 cents cheaper, would not have been hard just to go a short distance. So I'm sure that they're thinking, okay, maybe we overestimated.
Yeah.
Maybe we overshot this. But hey, a 17 cent drop was a 17 cent
exactly.
drop.
Exactly, yeah.
I did see the lowest I saw on my way out here this morning was 4.07.
Oh, okay.
Oh. 407.
All right. Well, at least it's a 4.0.
I'm 46.
Yeah, still disappointing that it's over $4.
Yeah.
It is. So, but as we've been talking about, hopefully once these refinery issues, hurricanes go past us, that perhaps will.
Doesn't sound like that one hurricane. Ian's going to be going anywhere, though, for a while.
No, that doesn't look good.
No, and that's still be determined exactly. I think there was a little shift in its path, and obviously.
Still going to hit western Florida, just a matter of what
exactly
part of Florida.
Where.
Yeah.
And that's just going to kind of hover there for a while.
They say it's really moving slow, and that means it's going to drop more and more rain, especially when it gets over land.
Yeah.
So while we are complaining about the gas prices down in Florida, I saw Patrick DeHaan on Twitter from Gas Buddy say around 10% of stations have zero fuel in Florida.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not either.
Everybody evacuating and buying gas to get as far away from Florida as they can.
Yep.
Well, and there's your comparison for our good news. The worst we're complaining about is having to pay over $40, $4 a gallon.
Oh, not 40. I don't want to pay $40 per gallon.
But we're not evacuating. You know, weather is not going to be a big issue. In fact, our weekend weather is very nice.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So
nothing more disappointing than pulling into a filling station, get out of your car and walk around to the other side, and there's a plastic bag over the handle. Out of order.
Yes.
Out of order, out of fuel. All
right. Yep.
Well, we'll continue to monitor. Hopefully we'll have more better news in two coming days.